Assalamualaikum, darlings. My name is Halima, and this is the Over Tea Podcast, where we brew conversations and build community. Today's tea, and what I'm sipping on, is Altitude. It's the evening, and this is the perfect tea to wind down with after a long day. It's soothing. It smells so good. It tastes so good. It also helps to calm your nervous system, and it does it without making you drowsy. It brings you ease. I love it. I highly recommend it. And without further ado, let's get into it. Let me ask you, what will it take for you to align yourself with your purpose? What will it take for you to get rid of the clothes that dress the person you no longer are? What are you willing to leave behind to walk in your purpose? Remember the last episode when I told you one of my words was acceptance? Well, today I'm going to talk about why. As a Muslim woman, I know that I have one ultimate purpose in life. It's everyone's purpose. The worship of Allah alone without partner. I won't be unpacking spiritual purpose on this episode. I want to address the importance of aligning yourself with what you're called to do. Both are relevant. And both are very connected. I'm going to share something with you that's somewhat private. Last year was a very chaotic year for me. After being married for 4 years, I went through a very turbulent divorce. It tested every area of my life. Love, friends, family, work. I was literally holding on to my sanity by a thread. I wasn't ready to accept that everything I once knew was already gone. I also wasn't ready to accept that it had been gone for a very long time. The fear of the uncertainty of letting go made me grasp even tighter to the marriage, and it was the very thing that was breaking me down. It wasn't the marriage, it was the man. I tried to reason with what I thought was the reason I should have stayed, the many reasons I thought I should have stayed. And ultimately, it was a situation that compromised my life, my safety, and the safety of those around me. I tried to bargain and argue with the reality and what I wanted to be happening instead of accepting the reality of what was actually going on. I remember going to lunch and one of my companions asked me, "Is this really what you want your life to be like?" That question snapped me back into reality and forced me to accept what was happening. I learned a few lessons. Let me share what I learned with you. First, you can't love someone to health. Physical, mental, spiritual, love is not enough. When someone is sick, you take them to the professionals, to the facility that can help them. Sometimes that's a doctor. I mean, it can be an herbalist. It can be a therapist. It can be the masjid, hospital, rehab, whatever it is. And if they refuse the help you're trying to guide them to, you have to leave them in the care of Allah. This is not your fight. You cannot make someone change, evolve, get better, or be better unless they want to and are ready to do the work. I'm gonna say that again, because it's necessary. Unless they want to, and pay attention to the and, they are ready to do the work. If they are not ready and willing to do the work, there is nothing that you can do outside of dua and returning them to Allah to help them. Okay? Second, don't remain in anguish, disdain, or bitterness because it happened, or even at the source of your pain. Because ultimately, if it happened, it was decreed. That's number one. And Allah loves that you do things that He loves. So forgive. Because Allah loves to forgive, and He loves that you do the same. Don't leave forgiveness out of the equation of moving forward, because you'll have to go back and do it anyway. So do it now. There are times that we direct our anger at the source of our pain, but we don't take the time to pan out to see the bigger picture. Sometimes we were supposed to let go a long time ago, and it's just getting around. We're just getting around to it after we've been hurt and frustrated and mistreated and used and abused. And that doesn't just apply to relationships. That applies to anything that doesn't serve you and your purpose. The soul hates to be offended. The soul hates to feel used. We hate to feel used. That's how and where the how could you do this to me? How could you hurt me? How could you use me like this comes in, when in reality, it wasn't them using you. It's not always them using you. Sometimes it's Allah. Allah may have used you in alignment with your purpose, and it may have just been to plant a seed or to show grace or any of the numerous things that Allah uses us to do to help and encourage others. We don't think about that. Allah gives us what we need, and sometimes He uses people and situations to do so. Sometimes we are not on the receiving end of that blessing. Even though it's a blessing to be a blessing, the blessing of your work in that situation was for them. We sometimes are the ones being used to deliver it. Passion is for you. But purpose, honey, that's for other people. Purpose is the basis of servitude. Being in your purpose and being is literally being in the service of others, and it allows you to connect with others. And there are some times where we get hurt in that process. We are humans still dealing with other humans, and so many of us have unsolved and unresolved traumas. That's why we have to practice putting boundaries in place. We love that word, don't we? We love boundaries. We have to also put into practice guarding our Islam. That's first and foremost. Guarding our Islam and all that Allah guides us to. He's given us the guidance, so that when we deliver that blessing and plant that seed, we also have the knowledge, confidence, discernment, fortitude, bravery, I got that word from a girl, and understanding of when it's time to move and walk away. Let it go, sis. Let it go. Those clothes no longer fit you. It is not your burden to bear. Your only job was to nurture, love, and educate. And now here you are in the middle of the ring, a mess, fighting the fight. It's not your battle. That job only needed you for a season, honey. That girl who gossips to you will and is gossiping about you. That's not your friend, babe. Your only purpose was to tell that brother to go to the masjid and be around the other righteous brothers. He could have directed all of those questions to them, knowing that he had one foot in the dunya. You were only supposed to show those mean girls what grace looked, felt, and acted like, not become a mean girl yourself. Let it go. Let's try something, if you're ready. Listen closely and repeat after me. I am no longer accepting people, places, or things that do not align with my purpose. I will no longer live in that space. Let's say it again. I am no longer accepting people, places, or things that don't align with my purpose. I will no longer live in that space. So let me ask you again. What are you willing to leave behind to walk in your purpose? If you're compelled to do so, I want you to take out your phone. Yes, now. Go to your calendar and set a reminder for, let's say, July 18th. That's about 6 months from now. And I want you to write in the event line, what did I leave behind to walk in my purpose? Because you're going to start, or you're going to continue if you've already started. On that day, if you feel comfortable, please reach out to me and share the answer with me. You can follow me on Instagram at OverTPodcast, all spelled out, or contact me through my website, www.atmysistershouse.com. You can also purchase the Altitude Tea there as well. Don't forget to get your tickets for the Amongst the Clouds Tea Party happening this August. It is going to be a vibe. We are literally going to be amongst the clouds. Like, can you imagine that? Like, literally, we are going to be amongst the clouds. Mocktail bar. I wanted to do the flower crowns. I might do something else with flowers. TBD. But go get your tickets. Go get your tickets. If you have any topics you'd like to discuss, if you have anything that you might want to share and want me to walk you through or attempt to walk you through, and everything remains anonymous, so don't worry, I'd love to hear from you. As usual, I appreciate you rocking with me. I appreciate you sharing time with me, and we will chat soon.